More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, y'all. I'm Julie.
Hi there. I'm Brenda. Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side.
Now, y'all need to know that we're obsessed with everything on the other side.
Yes, we are. Because once you learn to navigate the energetic, or to some, the invisible world, life is going to be more fun and much more serene.
Heck yes, it can. Because let's be honest. Bryn, Earth School is hard. In fact, you taught me that.
Let's crush Earth School together. So welcome, everyone, to this episode of Insider's Guide to the Other Side. You can tell this is Brenda not making the usual introduction because my elf, Miss the wonderful, the one and only Miss Julie, is not here to greet you. So you're going to be dealing with me and Ronan, who has volunteered or been voluntold that we needed a subject for reading. So thank you for stepping forward and Absolutely. Welcome to the episode. And we do not know each other, so this is going to be a fun adventure for both of us. Thank you again for being generous.
My pleasure. Happy to be here.
And you had mentioned that you hadn't had a tarot reading or an astrology reading before. Is that right?
I've never gotten one professionally done by someone else. I actually read my own tarot quite
frequently. Oh, you do?
And read for other people. Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
I'm very interested in all things astrology, divining, tarot. So I've even, your lovely producer, Joey. I've given Joey a few tarot readings over the years.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, I love it. Okay, great. So we're going to have fun today then. But we're going to have fun no matter what. But now it's going to be take it to the next level. So, all right. And thank you for sending your information so I could do your numerology chart and your astrology chart, because that's always really interesting as well. So first things first. We're going to do a blessing, right? So we got to get the energy vibe, set the parameters for the space for us to do sacred work. So I'm going to ask you just to drop your focus and your attention into your heart space. And if we go to the heart space, because the heart contains all possibilities, and then we get to choose from a very, hopefully, high vibe of what we're willing to activate and finance from all our options the divine presents to us. So as you gently drop into your heart space, and bring a small focus to the areas where you would like more attention, more focus, more support, more insights. Just bring a small focus there. And while you hold that frequency, I ask the universe, in accordance with everything that's good and everything that's light, let it be in the reading. Excellent. Beautiful. Thank you. Oh, wow. Okay. That was so exciting. So obviously I spent time with your chart, with your extraordinary chart, and you have a Pisces sun, a Cancer moon, and a Scorpio rising. So you basically, that's all three water signs are very activated. So, and the other thing is, you may have heard, we had a big transit earlier this year with Pisces, or with Pluto moving and moving into Aquarius. This is huge, and all the things. And so what's interesting to me about this is that your Pluto is in the first house, and so as I think about the feeling component you have, I imagine every once in a while it gets a little overwhelming for you, the intensity of the world.
You could say that.
Yeah. So what I also love is, you know, you have these dogs, and the way the dogs show up can be very grounding for you, because no matter how overwhelmed you are, they have to be walked, they have to be fed, they have to be played with, they have to, right? And I would think that's a really good practice for you, because it gets you, because otherwise you can be like, I'm going to curl up in a ball and not talk to anyone for a couple of days. Does this make sense?
That is so accurate. It's actually like making me misty-eyed.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So just sometimes when you like get frustrated, like, oh, I can't do this today, you're like, thank you so much for making me do this today. I need to move my body. I need to move my body. I need to, like, I have to feel my feelings and keep moving. Because sometimes when you feel your feelings, you can go under, right? Because all that water, you're just like, I'm going under. I don't know if I'll ever be able to come up. So that's going to be really something to be grateful for.
For sure.
Yeah, I really want you to be.
I love that.
Yeah. So you celebrate them every day because they are literally taking care of you, right?
For real.
Yeah.
It's funny. So I briefly mentioned that I just moved across the country, and part of the reason that I did that, and it felt like a kind of like pithy reason, but it was so deep in my soul. It was like, I need to be closer to my family dogs so that I can have that connection.
These are, didn't have your dogs before?
Not in New York, because they're the family dogs. So we got them over the pandemic. And then I went to New York for 2.5 years and like would see them, you know, on holidays and stuff. And I just felt such a distinct, like, part of my life was missing. And so ever since coming back, it's been such a really healing experience to just that constant connection.
Yes. Is super important for you. Yeah. I would recommend you always have some. It's funny because we think of that we're the caretakers of the pets, but it's actually the other way around. Yeah. Right?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. They take such good care of us, and they remind us, like, hey, the world is going to sweep us away if we don't like just pay attention to the little things. And they also make us play. Like, no, you must play with me. Just like that, you know, he was pawing at you like, hey, are you sure it's not time to play? Are you sure it's not time? Because it feels like it's time.
Yeah. No, that's so apt.
Yeah. Now, I with everything you have going on, I'm not going to do like a full astrology reading because we're going to do just a little bit of everything. But there's just a couple things I really want to talk about. Obviously, you have this Pisces sun, and it's at the 25th degree of Pisces, right? There are 30 degrees and 29 degrees in each sign. And so this, so you have this wisdom that I'm sure you hear all the time. Gosh, you're older than your age. Like you have an old soul, people would say. Mm-hmm. Does this make sense?
Yeah.
And,
It's a constant feedback.
which is wonderful. You have lots of time to grow into it. But it's true when you're in that in those later degrees, there's just, while you feel deeply at all times and you are very sensitive and empathetic and compassionate, there's also, you understand, like, this is just part of life, where other people are flipping out and you're like, there's things you can flip out about, and there are things that are worthy of flipping out about it, but this isn't one of them. This is just a thing. It's going to, you take that bigger picture, you have that wisdom. I imagine it's very comforting to people, although it can be a lot to hold. And I just want to acknowledge that, because you hold a lot. When people have issues, they come to you, right? They're like, what should I do?
That's been a historic reality for sure. That is ringing very, very true. I'm very grateful for that reflection.
And I imagined there were times even you thought you may have even considered going in, like being a therapist or being someone who, is that true?
Yeah, I mean, like, if I were to do the whole, like, logically analyzing my skill set and going for a solid career with stability, quote unquote, being a therapist, it's kind of the most logical thing, considering that I've historically provided that service for lots of friends without it being a profession of mine.
For free. You did it for free.
Exactly. It's a hobby. I'm a hobby therapist, I guess.
Oh my God, I love it. Yes, from soul training, school training, soul training, which is really fun. And so I just want to acknowledge that. And again, because so that's your sun, right? That's your sun. And then you have your moon, which is literally how we process emotions, also in the house, is in the sign of Cancer. And it's also in the eighth house, which means you're really, really psychic. Right?
Slay.
Totally. That's awesome. And then your rising sign is Scorpio, which is also a really psychic house. So it's, so you've got the trifecta. So I bow. That's, so do I. It's awesome. And I will also say, what's funny is every once in a while, you'll show up with all kinds of boundaries and all kinds of, I have a plan. You guys are not going to mess with my plan. And then people are like, what the hell, Ron? What the hell? Does this make sense?
Brenda, this is so accurate. It's hilarious. Like, the way that everyone in my life, as soon as I'm like, okay, boundaries, structure, routine, they're like, you have changed. We didn't sign up for this one. Like, it's so funny.
They're like, who are you and what have you done with our beloved Roman?
For real. Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
And I want to say, when you do that, when you get that, like, okay, I've given you Yahoo's enough leeway, and I've bent my schedule and turned myself inside out to, I'm taking charge. This is happening, right? That's literally when Saturn kicks in, and it says structure. I have structure so I can have freedom, right? It's actually not to restrain people or to control them. It actually says, with a plan, we can actually get the things done you want to get done, which means we have then, accomplished something and we feel free. Right. And if I let you, I'm hurting cats here, right? I just, right. Like, if I can just like corral you all, we can get this done and move forward.
Wow.
And so you have Saturn, who is considered the taskmaster of the zodiac, says, get it done, do it right, and, commit with discipline. And it's a commitment, and we're going to set its structure. And this planet sits in the house of Taurus, right, which is the sign of the bull. And it's the bull, like, people are like, get afraid of bulls, and only when they really piss you off should they be afraid. When people break commitments to you, it's really hard on you. It's really hard. You're like, ooh, I'm not going to be over this for a minute. You need to give me some space, right? Like, mm-hmm. I counted on you. I turned myself inside out. I changed my schedule. I did this and this and this. And you were a no-show. Are you kidding me? Right. You know? Right?
Yeah, and, oh my God.
Right. And so crazy. You just have to tell them, you're like, hey, you know, I have Saturn in Taurus and now I must hurt you. You know?
And then I imagine the Scorpio rising kind of kicks in to help me do it. Like,
well, the Scorpio rising will plot.
Yeah. Scheming. Scheming.
Exactly. Watch your back. Mm-hmm. So that's how that goes. But, you know, in this way, just to let people know, like, this is my commitment. Y'all know how I love a plan. You know, I love my plan. Do not mess with me and my plan. You know, let them know. That's all you have to say is like, hey, there are times it can be loose and free, but now we have a plan, a commitment. Maybe there was money involved, put down, or, you know, whatever.
Right, right.
Because Taurus also rules your resources. Resources being time and energy and money. Like, hey, I'm already committed to this plan. I've already, you know, invested here. Do not mess with my investments.
For sure.
Now I'll make sure we understand each other here. Okay. Yeah. So that's really important. So
that's super cool to have reflected back to me, because that is something that has been so present in my life and like has resulted in this kind of fear of making the plan in the first place, because there's like
a commitment.
You know, I don't want it to go awry. And I feel like, you know, sometimes with the herding cats, like I can't really put my faith in.
Yeah.
You know, others, because I haven't expressed the importance of the plan to me. Like, so the kind of emphasis on like, no, if I can communicate and, you know, set up that like, this is my investment, this is very important to me, that we have this structure, that's very empowering.
Yeah. And I can see that because you're so empathetic and so generous that you will overextend yourself to make the plan work. But let me offer you this really wise axiom guidance that was given to me, and I have to reach for it too, that when you're working, collaborating with people, tell them, I will work as hard as you, but I'm not going to work harder than you're willing to work for yourself.
That is so beautiful and genius. Right? Yeah.
It's a mic drop moment, right? You're like, oh, I can do that. I can set those kind of boundaries. But it's actually essential. Mm-hmm. It's really essential, especially because you are so generous of heart, right? And so generous with the gifts you have, which are many. Mm-hmm. And to be able to do this is extraordinary. So I will work as hard as you will for what you want, but I'm not going to work harder than you're willing to work for yourself.
Oh my gosh. That is going to go like on a post-it note on my mirror.
Yeah.
That's
genius. It's super important. Super important. Okay. So that's all Taurus is all in the house of service. So that's why I really want you to have that boundary. You have to have boundaries of how you're willing to serve because of your generosity.
Right.
Because of your generosity.
Beautiful. What house is that?
That's the sixth house. Okay. And that's the house of Taurus for you.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today
and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
All right, come here.
Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the backseat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
Welcome back. So now I want to talk about two planets that are very exciting. Well, I'm excited for you. You get to decide whether they're exciting or not. But they're two planets that are very supercharged, right? So they're in dignity. They're in the ruling house. So you have Mars in the house of Aries in the fifth house. And the fifth house is entertainment, creativity, and gambling, as in I'm willing to take risks.
Right? Oh, that's funny.
Right? Unless you... It can actually be gambling. Are you someone
right.
who likes to gamble? Do you play poker? Do you do
No, but I've been told that I should never start because I would probably have an instant, consistent need for it. quote unquote addictive personality runs a little strong here.
Well, it's because of all the water, right? I can just get carried away in the current. I can just get carried away and I can go unconscious. Right. So your sun is in the fourth house, which is the house of unconsciousness. So that's why I can literally I can numb out really fast.
Oh, wow.
That's your watch out. So you have to, this is why I want you to think about, but you did allude to that you don't have a traditional career. So I'm assuming you have some sort of creative career.
I'm an actor.
Ah, there we go. Yep. Well, that voice, fantastic.
Thank you.
Oh, great. Well, congratulations. So you couldn't ask for a better marking, right? So you literally have Mars, right? Which is like this, it can be very aggressive. It can be fearless. It's going to fight for what it wants. And it came to originate. It didn't come to follow another people. It can be inspired by other people, but I'm an original. I'm going to do it my way. And it's going to be amazing. So you're welcome.
Love that. Right? Love to hear it.
And it's in the house. It's in its own house, right? So it's very happy there. So you have full access to this charge of Mars that says, go after what you want. Right. So a lot of people have the vision, but they don't have the firepower. You have the firepower, which is also known, especially in the fifth house, is like star quality power. Right.
Well, I'd love to hear that.
Yeah. Do that.
Oh, wonderful.
Now, I do want to say one other thing. Because you have Mars in this house, you want to watch that you can be distracted by love, because this is the house of love affairs, right? Notice that I didn't say love relationships. I said love affairs. So you can be distracted by shiny objects here.
Oh. What? Me? No. That's never happened before.
Well, it must be somebody else. So, yeah. Like when your heart goes, you're like, I can't think of anything else.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I just want to remind you of that.
Yeah, I know. It's nice to have, it's always nice to have astrological validation for my predilections, you know?
Nice.
Call out. That was a call out. I love it. Okay. I'm grateful for the call out.
Thank you for taking it in the way it's meant. to be
hey, that's life, right?
Exactly. And how fun, right? Because we didn't come to be, you know, sit in the back seat the whole time, right? So it's fun to like, hey, I'm going to burn it up sometimes. And I know this is going to fly out, but it's going to be a great ride, you know?
For sure.
And that can be okay. Just be really aware of what you're doing. Right. Stay awake. Don't fall asleep. Don't get into that addictive cycle.
Yeah.
That's going to be super important.
I love that.
Yeah. Okay. So the other house where you have this, where the ruling planet is in its home base, is you have Uranus in Aquarius.
Mm.
And this is in the third house. So the third house is all about, think of it, well, it's a house of learning. It's an air sign. So it's about intellect and that you originate ideas, you innovate ideas. Like someone says, well, this is what we're thinking about. And you're like, ooh, good fodder. I can create something on my own. This is going to be fun, right? Mm-hmm. You like to generate. And again, that pairs so nicely with that Mars energy that just says, let's go. You know, which can be really fun. And you like, you know, you like to have the creativity to break the rules, right? Yeah. As one of my philosophy teachers says, you have to know the rules to break the rules. Otherwise, you're just being careless.
Right.
And because it's in this third house, which is about learning, I would always encourage you to make sure you know the rules before you break them. It's completely fine to break them as long as you know them. If you don't know the rules and you're breaking them, you're being careless. Does this make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. I love this approach too, especially like just coming out of art school and, you know, being in the arts and like being in this place where like I've had a lot of professors tell me the same thing. Like you have to know the rules to break them. And I do love breaking rules quite a lot.
I know you do.
But I also love the study of the kind of traditions and the rules themselves. So that's, again, like another fun, like I love to be reflected in the stars. That's so cool.
Isn't it fun? It's amazing.
Yeah, it's so amazing. Fun.
Yeah. And you have a Neptune in the third house too, which is you do like to go deep. You like to understand things. And when you have a great teacher, you're very excited, right? Very excited.
Yeah.
And when you have a bad teacher, you're very annoyed.
I have been a little insubordinate before when I don't think that my teacher is doing their job. I will say that is something that has happened.
Yeah, you get surly, right? Mm-hmm. And it's because your mind moves so quickly and you're like, and we go back to Saturn and Taurus. This is a waste of my time. This is a waste of my time and I'm paying for this. Now I'm pissed.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's okay because you're living your chart and that's all of our assignments. That's why it's so important to study astrology.
Oh, I love that. This is our assignment thing.
This is so cool. Yeah, this is our assignment. So yay, so good for you. The other thing I just want to say, when you break the rules, there's always an element of elegance to it.
Hmm.
Like you design in beauty that it can be physically beautiful, but it's also intellectually graceful. Like people go, ooh, that's really good, you know, right?
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah. Yeah. So I just want to call that out and acknowledge it because it's really quite extraordinary. You have, again, it's Uranus in Aquarius, which is all about that innovation and designing for the collective. You don't do it just about you. You don't do it just about you. Right.
Yeah.
So that's important. When you're in Mars, when you're in that Mars mode, and that's more individualistic because that's how Mars and Aries is. But you've got Uranus in Aquarius, which is for the collective. So it's a really nice balance. It's a really nice balance. Yeah. So it's kind of beautiful to see. And then the final planet, again, these are all planets in dignity. So they're all like fully charged. I mean, most people don't have three planets in dignity, you know, so just celebrate this. It's just a gift from the gods.
Love it.
Yes, so do I. I love it for you. And especially as an actor, this is extraordinary. Like, I didn't know what you did. I knew it had to be creative, yeah. but I didn't know what it was going to do. So I just, so many things, Brenda, just one more at a time. I get so excited.
Oh, that's also such a relatable little, okay. Come on, calm down.
One word at a time. Well, and partly because when I get into the chart, like I start matching your energy, right? Mm-hmm. And I am not wired to run that energy, so I get all tripped up. You, however, are wired to that. So to our audience, I apologize for trying to get out 6 words at once. So when we have planets in dignity, we have full access to them. And so I'm looking at these planets. We have full access to the energy that those planets bring in those houses. Mm-hmm. And it's such a blessing from the cosmos. It's such a blessing to see that. And so again, I didn't know what you did, but I knew it would be fully charged. Mm-hmm. And you have the moon, how we feel, in its home sign of Cancer in the 8th house, which means take the most challenging roles from all ends of the spectrum. Do not get stereotyped because you have that Uranus in Aquarius. Make sure, like I do, I play a love interest here. I play a criminal here. I make a psychopath here. I play everything because that will be fun for you.
Take
the weirdest roles you can. Like that's what I would advise you to do. As long as you're challenged, and it doesn't matter how big or small it is. Obviously, you have financial obligations, blah blah blah. But really, I want you experiencing all of it. That's what's going to be fun.
That is very freeing to hear, because obviously, like, as a creative, as an actor, having fun is kind of at the forefront of my mind, and then like making money is like second. So I love, again, the free, like the gift from the stars of this kind of like blessing of freedom to go pursue that thing that feels like it's already like everything you're saying feels like something that's already so clearly written inside of me, and this is like giving permission to express it.
Thank you. That's exactly what we hope for. This is exactly what we hope for, right? So on one hand, I'm not going to tell you anything you don't already know. And on the other hand, I want to make it so clear that you can't miss it. Like how important boundaries are for you. Because again, you can merge with so many, but then it'll be like putting water on pavement and it won't go anywhere. It won't mean anything. Right. It just goes everywhere. Oof. So that's why containing and limits and structure are your friends. You have to have those. You have to have a daily routine. Hello, pets. They do not let you get away with anything.
No, right? They do not. Oh my gosh.
It is non-negotiable. You have to take me. You have to take me out now because I said so. Which is fantastic. So anyhow, it's a nice moon. But those are the things that really stood out to me in your chart. The other thing, the one other thing about the astrology chart, and then we'll move on to some other things. But this... most of your charge is in houses 3 through 6 is where most of your planets are. And so basically, you know, it's in one quadrant, except for the intellectual and the learning and the communication. I did want to say one thing about the communication, because obviously you're very smart. You like to study, you like to learn, you like to be challenged, but sometimes you feel like you can't communicate everything you think. Does that make sense?
Ding, 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 ding.
I imagine people who are around you don't see that, but that's what it feels like to you. Because they'll kind of be like, what are you talking about? We can understand you fine. And you're like, no, but you don't understand how complex it is and I can't quite get it out. Does that make sense?
It rings so true. And like, having examined my own chart, I've always been like, it's that Mercury in Pisces. Like, it's the fact that I joke that I speak in vibe. Like, the best way I could ever communicate what I'm thinking, feeling, what my vision is just like some weird offhanded like description of half aesthetic, half like mood. And only I really know what's going on. And I kind of just like, a lot of times I will start sentences and I'll be like, you know, and then my friends will go like, we know what you're saying.
So So the thing about that is, have you ever read The Night Circus? Do you know this book?
No, but I've heard of it, yeah.
You must read it. You must read it.
Absolutely.
And the reason I want you to read it is because it's such a visually stimulating book. Because the author is a painter. She's trained as a painter. And she says, I paint what I can't write, and I write what I can't paint.
I just got chills.
I know. She's brilliant. She's extraordinary. And I'm just going to tell you my personal experience with this book.
Yeah, please.
Because we're tarot readers, right? Mm-hmm. And so I was traveling and I had been doing corporate travel. And then I would land in New York to teach. I think I was teaching tarot. But so my friend who just left me her New York apartment, she just, because her and her family were going to the beach or whatever, so she couldn't be in class. So she's like, just come in, blah, 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 make the place yours. And she left me this hard copy book that's like 3 inches thick. I'm like, I've been traveling for 10 days. I'm not picking up a hard copy book, right?
Right.
Thanks, darling. But yeah, no, that's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. I read the first page and I'm like, I'm all in.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
This book, it's one of my favorite. You have to read it.
I will.
Yeah.
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
And also, like, I'm immediately sold on any book that can, like, grab you from the get-go.
From first page. I'm all in. It's just like, whoa.
Beautiful.
So, yeah. Okay. So we're going to take a little break and come back, and we're going to do some tarot, some numerology. Yay.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
All right, come here.
Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the back seat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Every family has skeletons in their closet. Mine certainly does. Ones that go back 100 years and reach thousands of miles back to our hometown in Sicily. Ever since I can remember, my relatives told the story of my great-great-grandmother who was killed by the mafia. I'm Joe Piazza, and in my new podcast, I'm taking on a generational vendetta, visiting the scene of the crime, confronting mafia experts, tracking down Italian officials, and even consulting mediums to set the record straight on my great-great-grandmother's mysterious disappearance. And in between the fact-finding missions, I'll be drinking a lot of wine and eating all of the pasta. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so I've obviously been talking about you for a while. And so, Vern, tell me, do you have any questions before we move on to other modalities?
Yeah, I have a quick question about the sign of Taurus. Just because in my amateur astrology research, I've kind of come across this almost complementary side to Taurus that kind of counters the grounded earth sign bull structured energy that is kind of the, and I think it's relation to Venus maybe, but like this kind of, and this is how it's, it is in my head, is like this pink fluffy element, which to me kind of represents like a more material comfort energy, like a softer version or a softer kind of like interpretation of the Taurus earth sign. Yeah.
So remember the structure, it's such a great question, right? And so let me just affirm, yes, 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 all that Taurus-ness. And as someone who has three signs in the second house, which is the natural sign of Taurus, right? God. So I live here. But what I'd say is that the structured part comes because Saturn is in your Taurus.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So that's what's lighting up the Taurus part. Okay. Yeah. And because it's in the house of service with all your waterness, if without the boundaries, without the structure, you're going to be water on pavement.
For sure.
Yeah. Right? And Taurus is the sign of comfort, of fuzzy and chocolate and wine and, you know, like good food. That's just the sign of Taurus, right? You can't get any juicier than that. So yeah, dead on.
That's amazing.
On. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. So that's it. The other thing that's really important just to remember about the sixth house, because you have Jupiter and Saturn. I didn't talk about the Jupiter part because it was mostly Saturn. You know, needing the structure for protection for you and how to manage your resources with others. But the rule of the sixth house is it's all about service. People know that. It's all about health. People know that. But we have to get the order right. You have to take care of your health first so you then can be of service.
Okay.
When you start taking care of others first, your health will be impacted negatively.
Wow.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
You have to get the order right. It's really critical.
Yeah.
Health first. Move with your dogs. Eat the right stuff. Right. Now, granted, it's all in Taurus, so you can be like, chocolate and wine for dinner again. Yeah. Yay. No. Occasionally. That is, yeah.
That's fascinating because I've always heard the sixth house referred to as just like work and health. And it's always felt like that, you know, I think those are...
It's like checking the box.
Right. Yeah.
But it's not at all. It's a whole mindset of how can I care for the vessel that cares for things in those I love?
Right.
Oh right. God. How can I care for this? Right. I have accountability for this vessel.
Right.
In a way to create health and wellness. And embody that. Like you say, I move through the world, you know, vibing things. You actually do, because you get paid to project this frequency out to humanity as an actor. That's what you're doing, right? Join me here. This is what I'm feeling, right? And this is my instrument, for God's sakes, right? This is so it's absolutely how I work and how I serve, right? So it's my work and my vocation, right? So it's really both. Super important. Great question. Does that help you think about it differently?
Is so enlightening. Like that has given me so much insight. And the health first for the good of service is really specifically very helps me kind of align my priorities.
It's super important.
Yeah.
Super important. And especially as an actor, yeah, it's just really important. The other thing, just about Saturn, because Saturn does get a little, take a bad rap. You know, it's so persnickety, it's bossy, and oh God, you have Saturn in the sixth house, that's gonna suck. But the truth is, like anything else in your chart, mm-hmm. when you make friends with it, it just snuggles right in and supports you, right? When, like if you've ever met like a dog that's all snarly, yeah. and you're like, oh, but I have treats, you know?
Yeah, like, never mind. You're my best friend.
We're good. What are you talking about? I'll go home with you, right? And it's Saturn's like that. You show me discipline. Okay. You commit to me. Mm-hmm. You work with me. You create structure. I will protect you and support you. And that's how you get to Jupiter, which brings all the gifts.
This is like so, I have no other words other than like empowering, inspiring, like I feel it's something about the way you were describing the like, if you commit to me, if you, because there's within the watery depths of my soul, there has always been this like desire and need for structure and like, you know.
And you still resist it though.
Because mm-hmm. I, so, and you said this earlier, but the structure to allow for freedom thing rang so true because I like, have a visceral need for a feeling of autonomy and freedom. And I think that like the resistance was so much of me thinking that like the structure and the routine were somehow kind of disallowing my own freedom. Mm.
It's the exact opposite.
Right. So the paradigm shift there is really powerful. So right. Thank you for that.
And you get to choose it. Mm-hmm. Right. You get to choose it.
Yeah.
And that's a discovery because it's like, well, this works for now, but it may not work always.
Right.
Yeah. Super cool. Super good. Such a great question. Yeah.
I'm so glad.
Yeah. The other thing this would just tell me, just so you know, I know we talked about the reasonable career path of being a therapist or coach, but you could also be a teacher with how your mind works. You know that, right?
Not only have I just like known that my whole like had like this like deep little, but I literally like it came up through my tarot before. I know in like deep in my knowing soul that like at some point I will be teaching whatever it is, but like I will be teaching. I plan to be a very eccentric old professor with like tweed jacket and fireplace full of with books all around and everything. Yeah.
Nice. Yep. I just needed to say that before I moved down to numerology.
So fun that that's also in the chart. Like, this is crazy that all of this is so reflected.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. So I just want to show you the data for your. In numerology is correct. I just need to confirm that with you.
Yeah.
So good. Excellent. So the think of numerology as the framework that holds the holds this slice of your gifts. Okay. Mm-hmm. And how you fill in that framework can change depending on what you're doing. Okay. Right. But it says these are the gifts you bring to every situation. These are kind of the blind spots that you want to mitigate or get people around you to have, you know, fill in and have your back mm-hmm. sort of thing. Okay. So one of the reasons, which this is so interesting to me. So many people actually start a reading. Most people start with the moons, the sun, moon, and rising. Mm-hmm. Many people also start with Saturn because they say no matter what planet rules your chart, and for you mm-hmm. it's Mars rules your chart, but Saturn rules all the charts. That's what they say. Oh. Yeah, Saturn just rules all the charts.
That's
no matter,
so funny.
Yeah, which is why we spent a lot of time on it today.
I love that.
But you're in your numerology, the one of the reasons you came to the planet, like one mm-hmm. of the callings you really wanted to learn, is structure and planning.
Slay.
He's right. So you're
so
got this in spades. You've got this in spades. But what's interesting is that what people see from you is the deep wisdom, but they don't really know what to do with it because it's not necessarily within their frequency to grasp. Sometimes they'll tilt their head. They're like, whoa, that's really deep, or that's intense, or how do you know that? You know, but like sometimes they can't really hold it.
Yeah, you know? For sure. And,
but what they do know is they trust you. You appear, for someone who has all that water, you appear very steady to people. And I think it's because of the Zen element of the sun in Pisces. And it just seems to really work for people because you understand human nature in a way that other people don't get the fullness of it. People experience the wisdom of what you say, but they're not really sure, like, how did you get there? Because you understand the depth of humanity and the emotions, and they and so you understand the depth, the core essence of it, but they more stay on the surface. And so they kind of get pushed around by the waves on the surface. And you're like, yeah, but if you understand the core essence, that when people are really jerks, it's because they're afraid. And you're like, how do you know that? I just thought he was an asshole, you know? And you're like, yeah, just be nice to them. They're just afraid, you know? It'll just take it down a notch. It'll be okay, you know, that sort of thing. And that's why you show up steady. It's because you understand human nature.
I love that. It's very much ringing true. And it's also kind of like, I mean, obviously nice to have it reflected, just because sometimes I'm like, am I reading? Like, how do I know this?
am I just making this up?
Like, what? Like, the wind told me.
That's exactly right. That's awesome. So part of the life lesson in your numerology is actually so supported by that Mars and Aries that we talked about earlier that says, don't be afraid to step out on your own. You are empowered to create. You are empowered to take that initiative to break the rules. Right, we want you breaking rules so you can show us where to go.
Right,
because of the inspiration you have, because of the you can, like, you know how it's like read the room. You're like, I'm reading the globe.
So real,
right? And you know, it's too small if you read the room. You're like, humanity's got to go over here. Come follow me. It's going to be amazing. Like, that's what you have. And so this is, and it's hard because the truth is, you know, it's hard at this age to feel completely empowered to do that, that people won't even follow you. And I'm telling you, they will.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, thank you for that acknowledgement. I don't even know how to express, like, how much that kind of, like, reaffirmation of faith is important to me, especially at, like, this point in time. Yeah.
Well, and I just want to acknowledge that you are someone who is very respectful. So you're not going to be like, oh, you pompous, you know, whatever. I'm just, you know, you don't want to, because this is the right way. You're just talking out your butt, you know, you're not that kind of person, but you also know what you feel. And I want you to start talking about what you feel because I see what you're talking about and that makes sense. And I can understand how you got there, but have you ever considered, or would it be interesting or helpful to explore? And then you start talking. And then people are going to turn and go, what the hell? I want to go follow him. I'm following him. I don't know where he's going, but it's going to be cool.
Oh my gosh.
Start talking. Don't be afraid. Now's the time.
That's crazy that you say that, because, and I don't want to like take up too much of our time with like a little tangent. But like,
oh no, this is so, it's your time. This is your reading.
Thank you. So on Monday we had the solar eclipse, crazy energy. I got super sick like right afterwards.
No kidding.
The crazy thing was, I have had this like inkling for a really long time. Simultaneously that my throat chakra is really, really important in my life, and that my throat chakra is incredibly blocked or like restricted. So then Sunday night I was sitting there and I was literally just like kind of in my room, little bit of meditating, very light, but I like specifically was kind of like sitting there with my throat chakra and like really working on the energy and just kind of like trying to like tussle it out a little bit and like pull some of the gunk out energetically. And woke up the next morning with a sore throat, had a super sore throat and respiratory cold through the rest of the week, am now recovering. And then you're saying, but on the flip side of that, this entire week, I've for some reason felt like really able to like express my opinions with ease, like saying things and like posting things on the internet, like talking to people about things that I would never have felt comfortable with going that kind of like vulnerable or deep, even though it's literally just like me saying like, this is how I view the world. This is what I think. But it was, it's been a crazy shift. And then you're just, you know, sitting here saying like, talk. And I'm like, oh my God, this is really wild. Yeah.
So congratulations, right? Because you're living your chart, really important. What I want to be really clear about, just because you talked about the power of clearing chakras,
yeah,
there's so many ways to do it. You can't really do it wrong, and you can do it more gently, right? Than because you're basically pulling things out from the etheric layer.
Yeah.
The seed sounds, by doing the mantras of the seed sounds, can be really helpful.
Okay.
And, you know, so starting at the root chakra, it's lum. Second chakra is vam. Third chakra is ram. Fourth chakra is yam. Mm-hmm. Fifth chakra is hum, which you would think, right? Right? And anytime we're humming, so anytime we're saying any of these sounds, we're helping the vagus nerve calm down. So like, this is really helpful to be chanting and saying over. You can say it quietly, but to really, and then the sixth chakra is om. So, and the best book out there is Chakra Rituals, Releasing the Wild Woman Within. And it's by Christy Christensen. It's an amazing book. It has all this information in it by each center. But pulling, if you are going to like clear things out by pulling out the energy, the first thing before you go and pull gunk out, the first thing you do is inhale and bring your energy out of the pattern that you discern.
Okay.
And then you release the pattern.
Okay.
Right? Because that's why you had a sore throat, because you
It was a bit of a, like, I think it went a little too hard too fast. Like, yeah,
you went hardcore, right? But that's that Mars and Aries. That's Mars and Aries.
Sure. I was like, oh, I'll just do it, I guess.
I'm just going to, it's happening. It's going to get done. Right. Boom. Totally
that
Mars and Aries.
So helpful. Thank you.
Yeah,
you're funny. I'm excited to look at that book.
It's an amazing book. The other thing is, I just want to, again, plug Saturn one more time, because the chart I have in front of me says that in your more senior years should be your freest years. Now, we all hope for that, but we don't all get this marking.
Right.
Like it will be your freest years if you play your cards right. Mm-hmm. Lots of discipline, taking care of your resources.
Mm-hmm.
And. Yeah, it's going to be amazing. It's going to be amazing. So
beautiful.
Yeah.
Just
so
writing that down so I can remember that, like, my discipline now means that in my 80s, I get to be like weird, wild, and crazy.
It won't be 80s, baby. You can do it a lot sooner.
Slay.
Yeah. You won't have to wait that long.
Thank God.
Yeah. So. That's really what I wanted to talk about for your numerology.
Oh my gosh, thank you. Yeah. I just wanted to ask a quick question about Saturn,
of course.
If I could.
Yeah.
This is going to sound so funny. Could the kind of prevalence of Saturn in my life be why I'm drawn to dating Capricorns at all? Or is that just amazing? Yeah.
So just to let the people at home know that Saturn is at home in Capricorn. So, right, there's an attraction there, right? So Saturn rules the house of the sign of Capricorn. Funny. Yeah. So, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. But that's, I mean, think about that. There's not a balancing quality there. There's just a lot of earth and structure and some pressure, yeah. Right? So yeah. There's, right, because there's just not a lot of spaciousness and compassion and flow other than what you bring with all your water. So you may want to think about, you may want to consider broadening your taste, your type.
Definitely, like, have been a lot more thoughtful about my approach. I swear, I go for, like, it's the Mars Aries. I'm just like, ooh, let me take the sign that will make my life, like, the craziest. For the next little while, and I'm going to date them and see what happens.
Well, it's also Venus and Pisces too, right? You know, like, oh, let's just go in the deep end. What the hell?
Right, jump right in. Let's go. Oh my god!
Yeah, we're never bored. You're never going to be bored. You will never lack partnership. Trust me. You can play however you like.
Amazing.
Until you decide to be dedicated and committed and steady. Once you decide, it won't be a problem. But until then, enjoy.
Okay. Love that.
Yeah. Because you'll actually see someday, and it's not today, it's not probably for a while, but when you are in a committed relationship, that's where your heart will really be free. Oh. Because you actually don't trust easily.
Girl, how'd you find that out? What? This was a reading for real.
Just saying.
I'm just going to start, like, this episode, every time I meet a new friend or, like, a new partner, I'm just sending them this and they have to listen to it before they can talk to me.
You are so hysterical. This has been such a joy to spend time with you. Thank you so much.
Oh my gosh, thank you. This has been really, really enlightening. I have had the best time.
Well, me too. So I want to thank Ronan for joining us and being so generous in this reading and playing so graciously. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And remember, our school is hard.
Without the other side.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Bye. Thank you for joining us, everyone. And a special thanks to our producer, Joey Pat, and our executive producer, Maya Cole Howard, who guides us while we guide you.
Hit us up on Instagram at OtherSideGuides or shoot us a note at hi@vibes.store.
We want to know what you think. We want to know what you know. And we want to hear your stories.
And remember,
our school is hard
without the other side. Insider's Guide to the Other Side is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.